Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
You ever meet someone that makes you so nervous that you think, oh, this is what everyone is talking about. This is that crap people write movies and songs and poetry about and promise you you'll find one day. This is the thing that makes people fight wars and make babies and travel across the world. This is love. It's either that or you're having a heart attack, but you don't remember sweaty palms or a weird fluttery feeling in the pit of your stomach as symptoms of a heart attack, so you think, hey, maybe it's a stroke. But you remember that being something about a whole side of your body going numb, and your body is anything but numb. If anything, it's a freaking live wire because you're ready to jump out of your skin. You can feel everything all at once, and it's so much, but not enough. And oh my god, someone is talking to you, you freak. Open your mouth.
Come on, kid. Give me something I can actually use.
That's what it felt like when I met Cole. It felt like, well, it felt like everything was exploding. But in a good way this time, in the right way. He made me so nervous. The first time we talked, my heart was beating so hard that every locker in the whole hallway neatly spun until they unlocked in unison, quietly popping open in tune with my heartbeat. He didn't notice because he was too busy asking me if I understood the math homework, and did I maybe want to work on it together sometime after school? That was the weird thing about it. The orderliness my condition took on when I was with you. It was truly the first time Bailey and I thought maybe we could control this whole thing. It seemed right with him. He made me nervous, but it wasn't the kind of nervous that I was scared of. It wasn't the kind that made things feel uncontrollable. It wasn't the kind that meant people got hurt. I'm gonna be honest, when he asked me out the first time, I thought it was a joke.
Hey, wanna catch up on some practice tonight?
B, I don't know if I'm up for that tonight. We've been practicing a lot, and you know, it really wipes me out.
Hey.
Oh. Hey.
Thanks for the help with the math stuff the other day.
Totally. No problem. Anytime.
Literally, anytime. Ow! I forgot something somewhere other than here. Bye.
Yes, you did. Goodbye.
So, I was wondering if... would you want a ride home?
With you.
Yeah, with me.
Is this some sort of punked situation? Is Ashton Kutcher about to come out at me? Because I really don't like things jumping out at me.
What?
Punked? It's this show
no,
where
no,
people
I,
get...
I know what punked is.
Oh, good. So this is not that.
No, I am absolutely not punking you.
Okay. So you're doing what then?
I was asking you out.
You're
asking me out.
At least trying very hard to.
You're trying to ask me out.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So you know what? I'll take that as a no, and that's so, so cool, and I'll see you in math probably.
Wait, or something. Wait. Sorry. Yes. I would like a ride home.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I really would.
Always gone when I need you.
This is trial 26. Would be 29 if someone hadn't bailed on me 3 weeks in a row.
A very scientific note there, B.
Oh, and now she cares about science.
Sure don't. You want to get the show on the road or what?
Whatever. Trial 26. We'll be experimenting, as usual, with the ability demonstrated by the subject.
Stop calling me the subject. Jesus.
The subject's ability, since we are not using real names on this footage, the subject's ability to exhibit control over the technological attributes of an object.
Control is a stretch.
That's what we're working on. Keep it together, would you?
Your dad won't miss the lawnmower?
He won't miss it because you're not going to break it. You're just gonna nudge it apart and nudge it back together again. Okay, fine. He won't miss it because we hired a gardener and he hasn't mowed our lawn in months, okay? Now just try this out.
Can you maybe get behind something? This has a lot of parts and I don't want anything to hit you.
But how will I bring you back down if I'm, you know, hiding?
Just talk. It's your voice, mostly, anyway, so just go somewhere where I can still hear you.
Okay. You can still hear me?
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Are you kidding? Did you bring your phone into a practice session?
Shut up, it's... Hey, Cole.
Oh my god.
No, I'm not busy.
Yes, you absolutely are.
Yeah, I'm just with Bailey.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I could do that. Maybe like 7?
Dude.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Dude!
I'm sorry, he just had a thing today and I just wanted to be able to hear how it went.
That's so not what I'm talking about. Or maybe it is, but dude, look.
Oh my god.
You did it. Can you put it back together?
Yeah, I think I can.
Dude! Oh my god. Trial 26. The subject can exhibit unforeseen control over her abilities when she's got major hearts in her eyes and thinks about that good, good booty.
Oh, God.
Oh! Hey! Ow! Get off!
You're home.
Yeah.
You could hang that up.
Do you remember the first time I asked you out?
Sure.
No, I mean, do you remember how it felt? How you felt when I asked?
I don't know, probably mildly irritated?
No, come on, I'm being serious.
I don't know, Sean, that was forever ago.
Did I make you happy? Heather.
I'm going to bed. Turn the lights out when you're done.
You ever meet someone that makes you so nervous that you think, oh, this is what everyone is talking about. This is that crap people write movies and songs and poetry about and promise you you'll find one day. This is the thing that makes people fight wars and make babies and travel across the world. This is love.
This episode of Super Ordinary was written and directed by Marissa Tandon, featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Jordan Dumbruff as Cole, Lauren Bradley as Bailey, Jose Donato as Sean, and Eli Barraza as Heather. Original music for Super Ordinary is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com.